Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roy Smith. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Trujillo. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Vukovich reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Hargrove moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Nixon moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. There goes Nixon. He's safe. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Barrett moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Romero now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Easler moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. Hargrove moves to second. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hargrove moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Buckner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Bernazard scores. Franco scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bruskison now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Giesen covering, for the out. Thornton scores. Jacoby moves to third. One out. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is hit by the pitch. Barrett moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Barrett scores. Hoffman moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Buckner strikes out. Willard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buckner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. he's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon, who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Von Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hoffman bunts in front of the plate. Willard fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vukovic strikes out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 3 in the game. Willard hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Indians. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Reed now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Mike Easler. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-4 in the game. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Barrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fishlin pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Brett Butler pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Butler moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vukovic strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.